I would like to ask you about your work in a restricted access nation. Now, this is a country that's very hostile to the gospel, but I understand that you guys have found a more creative way to reach people for Christ.
Well, yes. And there are several examples of what you're saying about, you know, getting into certain areas of the world. Some of them provide a little more challenges than others. We would call them creative access. We have to be creative of how to be in an area and get good contact, good relationship with people and with communities in certain areas of the world. Some areas of the world is fairly easy, and some it's a little bit harder. And in one restricted access area, or creative access area that we're talking about, we found an opening of the government and of local officials to work with prisoners in prison ministry. And these are not just ordinary prisoners. They're women prisoners who in this country, because of government structures, social structures, they actually take their children with them to prison, and they may be in there several years. Now, the kids are innocent. They haven't done anything. In many cases, there hadn't been a lot done by the woman, but she has to come in by virtue of being a mother. The kids come with them. And we could receive an open door in a couple of places in the world, but hard to get to. They give us access to help folks because, again, maybe there's not resources by the government to care for. So we're able to work with nutrition programs and education programs for the mothers, skills training, and for the kids who are there who are cut off from school. And other things, basic life support and things like that, that we can actually work with them and have access to them. And if they were in their regular communities, we might not, because of the restricted access of the country that we're working in, and yet having open access because they're prisoners.
And why? What are some of the primary reasons that these women are thrown into prison?
That's a good question. I'll be careful on this. Some of it, there are some things that they've done that, you know, are against the laws of the land, that they basically are being put into prison. Many of them, there's some cultural reasons why, and I'll be very careful how to say that they're there, that they're not really what we would call from the West criminals, but culturally they've made some mistakes, and so they've been in prison. And you know, we do know from Matthew chapter 25 that there is this scene of the judgment of the lamb and the sheep, and the sheep and the goats. Sorry, and one of those is, you know, I was in prison and you didn't visit me. And what we have found through a prison ministry like this, in the midst of a fairly resistant culture and people group, those who have been cut off and those who have been rejected by that group, or those that, like the women that are put in prison and their children, we found them to be very responsive to any help that we can give them and very responsive to the hope and the truth that's in the gospel.
And as you mentioned previously, BGR teams up with local believers to do ministries like this. What made your partners in this restricted access nation want to start this type of ministry?
Well, I think part of it was they looked for several years of how to get contact with quality contact with people, and is very difficult. And then this opened up as an opportunity, basically through a local government who said, we have this need that nobody's caring really for these women and these children. That was one of the issues, the children that are actually in the prison that, you know, that by no fault of their own, just the fact their mother is there. And so we were actually there trying to work with, in this particular case, trying to work with some projects that would give us access to people in this restricted area. And actually, the government opened up the doors for us to do this. So it's kind of neat being present, you know, kind of going out and trying to find out where God's at work and joining him in that work. And I would say in this case, that's kind of what happened with our team.
And, you know, sometimes with stories like this, where it's a restricted access nation and we're not naming names or locations in order to protect everyone involved, But on the listener's end, they might think, well, why should I care? I don't even know where this place is or who's involved. So why would you say they should care? Why should they take further action?
Well, think about this in a place that people who have very little chance ever to have felt the compassion of Christ or hear the gospel, and in regular areas of their country, they would have very little chance or hope to ever hear. They're in now a place that they can receive compassion and hear the truth of the gospel for the first time in their life. And the other side is, we're talking about women, and we're talking about children, and we're talking about a ministry to the least of these. And I would say that all you'd have to do is, why should we be concerned? Is because Christ commands us to love those who are lost, and especially to those who are the last groups who have not heard, and then to the least of these. So I'd say it's pretty clear cut that we should be concerned and joyful over an opportunity like this, and in so many other places, to have small windows of access to folks who have never felt the love of Christ and never heard the gospel.